This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
That's right, you are on Joy. It's 11:56, there's about 4 minutes to go before we get the news. That's a wrap, Fiona and Izzy.
Oh my God. How'd you go, Izzy?
Good. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for taking me through it. It was really fun.
Well, you know, it certainly keeps you on your toes.
It goes fast, doesn't it? It goes a lot quicker than you think it will.
Absolutely. Fiona, what a great mix of guests we had today.
Hey, well, thank you, Paul, for helping. I mean, you were doing double duty as well because we didn't have the marvellous James on front desk support, so you were running around like a chook with your head cut off as two.
All part of the service.
We had a great show. Thank you, everyone. Fiona McCormack, the Victorian Victims of Crime Commissioner on that report, Silenced and Sidelined. The Marvellous Sisterhood Project.
Yeah, fantastic.
Grace Sky and Kate. Then we had Otis Moore for the Victorian Pride Lobby. He was marvellous. I think it was his first time on the show as well, and it was lovely to hear about.
Hopefully we can link them up with Fiona McLeod.
Oh, well, you're the linking.
Aren't you?
I will make sure to get in touch and join those dots next week when I get back to work. The marvellous Sally Capp told us all about why she was not contesting the good, the bad, the ugly. Actually, she didn't have any bad or ugly. She only had good.
She wants a rest, I think.
Yeah.
I couldn't do well-deserved. Another 4 years in public office. It's not the election. It's like she said, it's the 4 years afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of work. Dr. Joyce Sett on the VR dementia research. I thought that was fascinating.
So
actually, you know, learn how to become get your waiting skills together. That was really good. You know, sometimes when I'm collecting the plates from the table, if I have people over for dinner, I pile them up on my arms.
Where the kitchen is. So, yeah, early onset there. Sorry, I'm being cheeky.
You are very cheeky and you never know. I sometimes think I just put the plates down.
Where are these plates going?
And I forget that they have to be tidied up and put away. Wow. I think the benefit of having a dinner party in a really small apartment is that you have no choice to clean up. There's nowhere else to go. After that, we had the marvellous Angela Wybenga from Transgender Victoria.
Another first-timer.
Oh my goodness.
They did so well.
Trans Day of Visibility, which is tomorrow, everyone. And then finally, Emily Dye from the Centre of Independent Studies on Housing. Marvellous.
So watch the Joy socials tomorrow because we'll be putting out some more content about the Transgender Day of Visibility, which is happening globally, but lots of great stuff happening here in Victoria.
Fantastic. And Paul is here and he is going to be ready for the marvellous news. And we're going to hear some beautiful, another exciting place around the world and the temperature, which is always.
it's always a highlight. What are your plans for the weekend, Victoria? I'm going to call you Victoria then. Why am I doing that?
Victoria's a for lovely Fiona. Name. I'm going to Phillip Island after I leave the show. I'm having some friends come to visit. Actually, I'm staying at a friend's house and I've invited some friends to visit. So that's a bit cheeky. What are you doing, Paul?
Well, it's our 10-year anniversary of being in Australia this year. My partner arrived on April the 1st, on April Fool's Day. He arrived a little bit after I did. So we're off down to Mornington just for a night to enjoy that and then maybe one of those hot spring places. If anyone's going to hot springs, I'm going to take my bathers, I think, and get a nice hot bath.
I can vouch for the newer one.
I know the one you're talking about.
It's very excellent. And is?
Just have a low-key weekend. Dinner with my family tomorrow, which will be lovely.
Oh, yes. Nice.
So whatever you're doing, have a lovely, lovely Easter weekend. Thank you for listening to us this morning. Stay tuned. We've got Justine De La Riva being interviewed by Lisa on Word for Word.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.